I'm absolutely skint this week. Payday cannot come soon enough.
Really? Why?
Well, I'm just skint. Like, it's been the longest month ever.
Didn't you tell me you've just booked a holiday?
Oh, yeah, I'm dead excited.
Well, maybe that's why you've racked up a credit card bill. Well, that's probably exactly why.
Yeah, but I've not paid for it yet.
Well, how are you? Oh.
Day. Whatever day it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It is the one where we get our game on. We are talking all things gaming, from our love or lack of love in Lucy's case, games, consoles, the best games, and we've got a female gaming expert on the phone to tell us, well, probably much about games. Oh, hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM episode 50. We honestly cannot thank you enough for sticking with us for 50 episodes. Truly remarkable. We're coming up to the one-year anniversary of the show in a few weeks' time, so we're very excited about that. It is Luke and Lucy FM. We discuss a different topic each week, and if you want to check out all previous episodes, a back catalogue, we can call it that now, right?
I guess so.
It is
our archive. Archive of podcasts.
We're effectively the Beatles. We've got an entire back catalogue.
Exactly. I think we're bigger than the Beatles, really.
Big statement, I agree. apart from the fact that our back catalogue is not worth about $500 million.
Got it. Which maybe is half a pence.
Would you give us half? I give us half a pence.
I give us half a pence.
I give
half
a pence. If you've got money to give us, you can just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
If it's more than half a pence.
If it's more than half a pence, oh, we'll take it anyway. And also, please do check out our previous episodes. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Hello, I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is that for the first time in my life this week, I drank peppermint tea.
Oh, nice.
No, it wasn't.
Why?
Well, you know, back in episode 8, we had the tea expert on. We talked about tea. We talked about dunking tea bags and the temperatures
different types
and different.
Of tea.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Check that out, by the way. Great episode. And yeah, Lucy, so I had this peppermint tea. I put it in the hot water, and frankly, it just tasted a bit like seaweed.
Oh, I quite like peppermint tea. I'm sure I've tasted it once.
Do you like seaweed?
No.
Then again, though, I don't actually know.
Do they do seaweed soup or something like that?
Yeah, I think they do, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had seaweed soup?
I feel like I have, but I can't remember.
Peppermint tea for me was...
Tastes like seaweed soup.
It tastes like a mixture of grass and sea... Yeah, it was just rank, in my opinion.
Like, peppermint's nothing like grass. I imagine peppermint tea tasting like... What are those soft mints?
Yeah. But it didn't taste anything like a tree ball soft mint in a cup.
No.
Maybe I should have just done that. Just poured hot water over a packet of them. That would have been better.
That would have been so much better.
What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
I guess in about 2 years, I must have spent about £1,000 trying to fix my iPhones. I've dropped the screen so many times, and I've dropped it in toilets so many times.
So we've done.
I can't even cope.
We've done 50 episodes of this
podcast.
Probably
more than a grand.
And in these 50 episodes, you've probably smashed your screen half of these.
Yeah.
Every time I see you, your phone's cracked.
But hello, it's all fixed now.
I'm looking at Lucy's phone right now, and I can confirm. How much did that cost?
A lot of money, because I've got the iPhone 7. So there's no. You have to go to Apple basically to
Brilliant.
Get it fixed. I couldn't
Great
get it
Monopoly.
Done off the market in Wigan. So
no,
I needed
couldn't.
To go to Apple, and it cost me £120.
Hello to Apple, by the way. You might want to sponsor us. Just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. And if you work for a former purse shop and you can fix Lucy's phone for cheap, please do tweet us. She needs
please.
Help.
Well, it's fixed now. I don't, but it'll probably be smashed again next week.
Give it next episode. it'll be cracked again. The saga,
what is wrong with me?
The saga continues. One of the reasons why I wanted to do one of these episodes, because I've been doing a lot of thinking about you this week, actually.
Oh, right, have you? Thanks.
Not in a nice way.
Thanks.
In a way that the fact that you, over the past few weeks, frankly... I'd say months of doing this podcast, that you've persecuted me for being a bit of a geek, you claim. You claim, you know, fair enough, today I'm wearing Darth Vader socks, you claim that's geeky.
I'm sure you have Star Wars pyjamas.
No, not
you
100% bottoms. And you know what? I was playing on my PS4 this week, and I thought, we are going to do a gaming episode.
So not geeky, such a cool cat. He's such a cool cat.
I don't even know what a cool cat is. Is it Top Cat? I don't know. I'm on my PS4, and I thought, before. You know what? We've mentioned it previously.
He's on his PS4, being cool cat.
We've mentioned previous episodes we'd do a gaming one, and now we're going to do it. And a bit later on in the episode, we've got another girl called Lucy, in fact.
Oh, nice name.
Not you, more qualified than you, to talk about gaming.
She writes, in a different area.
She writes for one of the world's leading gaming websites.
Oh,
so she's going to be on the phone later on in the episode. But I thought
I'm going to be like singled out here, aren't I?
I hope
you're
so.
A huge gaming geek.
She's
obviously a huge gaming geek. I know nothing about games.
We're going to ask her about the term geek. Write that down so we remember. We're going to ask Lucy. I'm writing down Lucy-geek. And that'll make me remember either one you're a geek or two. I'm going to ask her about it. You know what, Lucy? You must take yourself back to your childhood. You must have had a Game Boy.
No, I didn't. I did have the privilege of having... Well, I still do have the privilege of having a brother. So I guess
Good. What a privilege. Well, he class it as a privilege being you have a sister.
Yeah, of course he would. I'm the best little sister in the whole world. Obvs.
I
think so. So obviously, we've grown up with him. I had... Like, he forced me to play games. I was actually forced.
What do you mean?
I was, chained to the chair and told to play. I'm kidding.
That's the sort of brother I could get along with.
So, I did... I kind of got into Crash Bandicoot and things like that, but all the other games he made me play, wasn't interested in.
Crash Bandicoot was one of the best games ever.
How good? Aren't they bringing another one out this year?
They're bringing it back. Crash Bandicoot Remastered.
I need to get this in my life.
Well, that's the thing, though, Lucy. You know, because people love nostalgia, like Crash Bandicoot so much, these game companies in this day and age don't have to make any new games. They can just remaster the old ones, so they'll just shove the old games HD onto the new consoles.
This is exciting.
Yeah,
so does this mean I need to buy a console now?
Well, yeah, you can't just shove a PS4 version of Crash Bandicoot back in your PS1. It won't even load up.
This is really annoying.
Have you still got a PS1?
I don't know. It wasn't mine. It was my brother's, was it?
Yeah,
I'll have to ask him.
The collector's items now. So,
He probably hasn't. I think he's got is it a Wii or something?
Well, funny you should mention the Wii.
Right,
no,
that?
You're right.
Or an Xbox.
You must have. Well, you're naming just consoles now.
Okay.
Do you remember the Wii?
Yeah.
Because the Wii, would you believe, and it's actually not staggering to believe this, the Wii is the world's biggest selling home console.
Is it? Better than PlayStation?
283 million the Wii sold.
I'm shocked about that.
Yeah. Sony have sold, combined home and handheld because of the Game Boy. Nintendo's the biggest selling platform. Home consoles is the PlayStation 2, you're correct.
Okay.
But Sony only comes in at 412 million overall consoles sold, whereas the Wii, of course, was one of the biggest selling consoles ever. In fact, actually, it was the biggest selling console.
Wild, though, didn't it, when it came out?
I remember going to Argos on New Year's Day, the day the Wii had come out a few months before, and then I bought it, and I was on it for 3 days straight. It never showed.
Oh, wow. You are so cool.
Show it now.
You are so gross.
Be clear. But Lucy, you know what? Do you not remember?
Since 2012.
How the Wii has kind of... It kind of changed the game with that handheld remote that you threw things.
I never really played on it. So actually, I know there was one Christmas and my brother got the Wii out.
He got his Wii out, yeah?
He got his Wii out. And so everyone... W-I-I. Everyone got involved, or like all the family and visitors and stuff like that. And Margaret, my mum's best friend, she gets on
Hi,
it.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. So she gets on it. God knows what game she was playing. But anyway, she fell over and broke a rib.
But that's the thing, though, right? I remember being on a tennis game on the Wii in my parents' living room. My mum had just installed the new lighting. I put my arm straight into the air and shattered the new light. The blood all over my hand, the Wii remote, and I was more concerned about my hand than my mum's new lighting.
I bet your mum went mad.
She came back and was like,
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, I was in for a Wigan term, pasting. Which was,
that must have cost you a fortune.
But the Wii, honestly, when I remember first getting a Wii...
Did you have to go to hospital with your hand?
No, my mum's a nurse, so she thankfully bandaged it up for me.
She
let me in pain. She let me suffer a little bit, obviously, because I deserved it, apparently. Yeah. And I was on a streak as well on that Wii game, so I was a bit disappointed I was doing well.
Poor you. But, you know... Do you, have to play with other people, or do you play on your own?
You can play on your own on the Wii, but the Wii is a very dated old console now.
Is
a lot of people don't... They still have Yeah,
it's still the top selling.
It's still top selling because it was such an easy family game. You can all buy a remote. You can all kind of play bowling games, tennis games. It's a big interactive. It was a big family
this
console,
is true.
The Wii. You can play a lot.
Whereas you can only have like two remotes for PlayStation, can't you?
Well, you can have a lot. I mean, this is clearly the last time you had a PlayStation was when it had two remotes. You can have up to four remotes attached to it now.
Let's just be clear. I never owned a PlayStation or any form of game.
You never had a pink Game Boy Game Boy Color. You never played Tetris.
Did I? I used to play Tetris on my brothers.
There's a lot of you borrowing your brother's gaming, yet you're standing there going, I wouldn't game. I wouldn't.
You know. When was this? Like when I was about 7 years old? Come on.
What are your thoughts on 30 plus year old men and women still being gamers to this day and age? And you've grown up with a PlayStation legacy and have now, you know, got PS4s, PS5 in a few years.
But you know what? It's up to them because you'll be that next year.
You mean next year?
I'm 30 plus.
Oh, yeah,
gamer.
Of course. Yes. Don't say I'll be 30 plus. Yeah.
I think it's quite common, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's not, personally, it's not something that I would do, but other people probably wouldn't do what I do, so...
Nobody would do what you do. if you were dating somebody who was a bit of a big gamer, who wanted to spend their Saturday nights playing at FIFA...
Do you really think...
Instead...
That's the thing, like...
No. What was the end of that sentence, then? Do I really think... What was the end of that sentence?
Do you really think that's a good night in on a Saturday night playing FIFA?
I thought you... Well, no, I don't like FIFA, but I would play maybe Destiny or Call of Duty. I don't play Call of Duty.
But there are so many people who do that, though. Like, I know, like... My boyfriend, he goes around with his friends and, like, for an exciting night, they play FIFA.
Sorry, for those people who were just listening, though, they didn't mishear Lucy say the word boyfriend. She actually said the word boyfriend. It is breaking news.
We're breaking this on the podcast next time, though.
Yeah, well, no, you've already broke it, Lucy. This is the... this is... No, you've shared this information, Lucy. So it's out there. But, yeah... You're fantastic.
True.
I can't. But if you want to know how Lucy got a boyfriend, then you can find out on the next episode, episode 51. You should stay tuned for that. It is
to be with me.
It's a story very similar to that.
He wasn't a prostitute.
He's not a male escort. Episode 51. That's next week. But sorry, you were saying. So your boyfriend has COD. Boyfriend.
COD.
Yeah. Call of Duty?
Oh, probably. I don't know.
So
I really don't take an interest in that.
Does he? I'm not going to finish that sentence. Do you? So you were saying that he's a gamer. He would play games.
FIFA.
Yeah, he's a big FIFA fan. But a lot of lads like him who are into. I've never
like
been into
him,
FIFA.
Unlike you.
I've never been a FIFA fan.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
One of the favourite games, right, everyone, I played it on my Game Boy. You probably played it. It was Tetris. It was amazing.
Oh,
so
Tetris.
Simple. Black
Snakes
and white.
Is there a snake? Oh, no, that was first.
Did you have a big black and white Game Boy? The big jock-off
Can we
black
just
ones?
Reiterate again? I never owned a Game Boy.
Okay. Some of the biggest selling games of all time was Wii Sports because it came with the Wii and everyone played like tennis and bowling
That's
with
where,
it.
That's how Margaret... I think it was Book playing Rib. Bowling. She broke.
Then there was Super Mario Brothers on the Nintendo. Yeah. Obviously, that was absolutely amazing back in the day.
I did used to play that Mario Kart. Was
yeah,
there
Mario Kart? Yeah, N64.
Used to play that
was good.
Tetris. Yeah, it used to have an N64. Remember that?
What does the N in N64 stand
Nintendo.
For? Nintendo.
Okay, you see.
Sonic the Hedgehog on Sega Mega Drive.
Oh, Sonic! I used to play Sonic.
There's a lot of you playing games that you would then chastise others for.
But obviously,
though.
This was a long time ago.
When was the last time you picked up something that was enjoyable in your hands?
When I was about 12 years old.
Found that hard to believe.
Why?
You've been on a PS4, I think.
I've not, 100%.
You've never held a PS4 console in your hands.
I swear on my life, I have not.
Why?
Well, my brother moved... When we all lived at our parents, obviously my brother moved out ages ago. So when he moved out, he took his games with him. So I'm not going to buy any, am I not?
You know, like, how do you watch Netflix then?
I don't watch Netflix. I don't have it.
What do you do?
I live in 2001.
Yes, clearly. Yes, she listens to Busted all the time. That's about
it. Who doesn't listen to Busted all the time?
Listen, I think we need to get someone on the phone who can give us actually a bit more expert context on gaming and the games gone by, and just kind of gaming in general, and what she thinks of gamers, and even whether or not she's a geek, because I don't think she is, but you might actually think she is, Lucy. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. First ever Lucy, second ever Lucy. You'd be the first one, Lucy, right?
Obviously.
She is a woman who knows a thing or two about gaming. It's from GameSpot, one of the world's biggest gaming websites, I think. No, she might be able to correct me. It's Lucy James. Lucy, welcome to Luke and Lucy FM.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
That's a lot of Lucy's right now.
I know, but your game really confused.
So, Lucy, actually, we should call you maybe Lucy 2 and you could be Lucy 1. It's so confusing. Or Gamer Lucy and Non-Gamer Lucy.
Yeah.
And first of all, Lucy, just for people... Gamer Lucy. Just for people who don't know, I mean, recently you've had a bit of tete-a-tete with the one and only Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, we were making a video about movies that we wanted to see win big at the Oscars, and I suggested that I really wanted Moana to win.
We got
like a cool screen grab of me thinking about The Rock, and so I just like on a whim tweeted it at him, and he actually responded, which was amazing.
That is so cool.
I mean, phenomenal, really, because The Rock is so big and he's so many followers.
Huge.
The fact he saw that is remarkable.
I know.
Yeah, we were really surprised as well. So yeah, that was really cool.
I mean, you can tell as an exclusive. Are you two dating?
Apparently we're married now.
So pleased, Lucy.
Can
congrats.
Can we go to the wedding, please?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, you've had the wedding.
No, they're on the honeymoon stage now, Lucy. She's in Barbados as we speak. So, Lucy, tell us a bit about GameSpot. Tell us a bit about you. Because we talked about gaming, but maybe people who don't know what GameSpot is, I imagine most people will.
I hope so. We are one of the world's biggest video game and entertainment websites. So everything from news, reviews, features about the latest releases, we have that covered. Like, we do big events. So there's a big conference every year called E3, which is basically where all the big games and consoles get announced, and we cover the hell out of that. And it's really cool. We just basically do everything to do with video games.
So what got you interested in gaming and games to begin with?
Because non-gamer Lucy is definitely not into games. She's trying.
Yeah.
I don't think she's trying.
I'm trying a little bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, when I was a kid, me and my dad would play PC games together, and that was like our bonding thing that we would play, like Tomb Raider or Quake. And then
as
I got older, yeah, we you know, I just kept up with it. And then when I was at university, I wrote for the university paper about games, and then that just kind of segued nicely into, I was an intern at GameSpot, and then I worked at a gaming TV channel for a couple of years, and I went back to GameSpot. Yeah.
So for you then, is this, because a lot of people don't get the dream job, is this the dream job for you, working in games?
Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, that's it, Lucy.
I couldn't imagine doing anything else.
That's
Could
so
you be
touching.
A professional gamer.
Oh, that's another question, Lucy, to you on the phone, Lucy. Because this Lucy here in the studio has no clue really about gaming, so she wants to know how she could become a professional gamer.
There's multiple ways, really. So there's you can obviously become like a professional, like, esports player, but that means you have to kind of put in hundreds of hours and become like the best in the world sort of thing, and compete at a national level.
That's
or an
not
international level.
She's not going to be. She can't compete herself, let alone at an international level.
If it was international, Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, there is going to be. They are making a new Crash Bandicoot next year. Well, they're rebooting the old one, basically remaking.
So excited for this.
She's very. The only game I think she's ever played is Crash Bandicoot. So, if we don't go down the tournament route, how do you get a sponsor to pay you to do a YouTube channel? How else can you become a professional gamer?
I mean, you can start your own YouTube channel, and, you know, obviously, like, there's the big YouTubers like Ali A or Jacksepticeye or PewDiePie, of course, who get, you know, a lot of money because their following is so big. You can also become a games tester. So you are basically playing games as a job, but you're only really playing one game over and over and over again.
Oh, wow. That must get a little bit tiresome.
Well, not really.
I guess so, but it is. It's a very important part of the development, and you kind of work really closely with developers to kind of make sure that the final game is
perfect.
As good as it can be. Yeah.
I mean, I reckon you'd love that job, Luke.
I would absolutely love the dream job. I'm going to quit radio and do that.
And do be a game tester.
And I'm quite a repetitive individual, so that'd be perfect for me playing the same game over and over. I mean, Lucy, so you know, let's talk about an average salary for a professional gamer. I mean, because I've no idea, but how much do you think these people turn over a year?
Oh, I honestly couldn't really say. Like, it depends. I mean, if you're a... So, for example, there's a big tournament called The International, and that's where they play Dota 2, a game by Valve. And basically, the prize pool for that, I think, is something in the realm of, like, $10 million.
What?
Wow.
But I think half of that actually comes from the regular people who play the game, because there's a thing within the game where you sort of can buy things and money from those sales goes towards the prize pool at the international. Yeah, so games like League of Legends and Dota 2 have these really, really big prize pools. And I think Call of Duty as well have something in excess of $1 million.
I mean, we're in the wrong... industry. It would take our dead corpses about a billion years to make 10 million quid.
There's no way. We never know.
Yeah, well, no, we do know, Lucy, and that's fact. We're never going to make that money.
I win the lottery.
Oh, yeah, of course. We'd have more chance of you becoming a gamer. I mean, Lucy, one of the things we discussed before you got your one was the stereotype of gaming, the word geek attached to it. Do you think that's shedded a little bit now? Because people like Megan Fox game, Justin Bieber games, Lucy, Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, but do they actually play those games?
Yeah, I'm sure this Lucy on the phone could be able to tell us that.
Yeah, I mean, that stereotype is kind of really outdated now, especially because everyone's pretty much a gamer, even though you don't think you are. So if you play a game on your phone...
There you go.
You're gaming. Or if you play on the Wii, or, if you have a 3DS or something, that's... playing a game, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously with any hobby, there's varying levels of how deep into it people go, but casual gamers have kind of exploded, and there's so many gamers now. It's more, you know, it's more mainstream. And also as an entertainment, it brings in more money than I think movies and music combined.
Oh, wow.
Because it's more personal experience. You can sit in your own cinema-style living room, you know, playing.
This is true.
You know, whatever you
That's
want.
That's your ideal night, isn't it, Luke?
It's my ideal life, to be
just
honest.
Just like slice of pizza, game, chilling out.
Exactly, yeah, on my own with my dog.
On your own.
So, Lucy, tell us, I'm trying to explain to this Lucy here about virtual reality and how it's a complete and utter game changer.
Oh no, I kind of knew about that a little bit.
Okay,
yeah.
So maybe Lucy,
on the phone, Lucy.
Yeah, yes. maybe you could tell us how virtual reality is a game changer. I've got a VR. Frankly, I think it's remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of exploded out onto the scene a couple of years ago with Oculus, and last year, you know, we had the Vive, the PlayStation VR. PlayStation VR, especially, is kind of more mass market, and it just means that you put the headset on and you're completely immersed in the game. It's like anywhere you look, you're looking at the game. So
oh, wow.
There isn't that immersion breaking thing of like looking away from the TV, because if you try to look away while you're in VR, you just look at more of the game.
Yeah.
And it's available now, but it hasn't really become the big, huge thing, because there hasn't really been that many games for it.
And it's out of stock everywhere as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, I think going forward, I mean, the new Resident Evil is... you can play the whole thing in VR. And there's a demo, I think, available in the PlayStation Store. And I've played that demo, and it is terrifying.
You know what? I admit, I have. I turned it off. I got so scared. I audibly yelped in front of my girlfriend, not that macho, and I had to turn it off.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Lucy, so with virtual reality, do you think this is going to be the future of gaming? Like, do you think eventually when next PlayStation or next whatever comes out, you think most people are going to be playing games with this headset on?
I don't think it'll ever eclipse it completely. There's still quite a big issue with the price point. Mm. I mean, I think the HTC Vive is around £800, and you have to have a super powerful computer to run it. But I definitely think it's a great accompaniment and a different way to experience games. So Dota 2, you can play obviously on your PC just looking at the game, but you can have someone in VR standing basically on the map that you're playing on and just watching you.
Amazing.
But from within the game.
That is
so
insane.
I think it's going to be an accompaniment. I don't know if it's going to replace traditional gaming completely.
Lucy, tell us, what is probably your favourite ever game? Now, you must have played hundreds of games, but do you have one that kind of, maybe it's from yesteryear, you have one that you think, that was it for me?
Probably there's a game, well, I have like a selection of three. I mean, there's Kingdom Hearts 2, which is, it's Final Fantasy meets Disney.
That sounds right to be a street, Lucy.
To be fair. I feel like I need to
And I played that a lot when I was younger. And similarly, there's a game called Okami, where you play, it's a very beautiful game. It's like Japanese watercolor, and it's all based on Japanese myth and legend.
That sounds right to be a street as well. Look, see, it's two or three so far, Lucy, you can play.
I think that can be my Christmas present then, Luke.
A bunch of Japanese stuff.
Yeah.
Lucy, what's your third one?
It's Mass Effect 2, where you basically play as a space marine and go around and try and protect the universe from an impending giant sentient robot invasion, but you also have to like romance and make friendships. And
there you go. If you can't get romance in real life, do it in a game,
there
Lucy.
You
sort it. Lucy, thank you so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM. We've absolutely loved chatting to you about gaming. And if you had to sum up being a gamer in a sentence, what I know I've put you on the spot a bit here, but what would it be? It's not the word geek, is it, anymore? That's long gone.
No, being a gamer in 2017 is like being part of the most exciting kind of movement. The stories that are being told, the experiences that you can have are just incredible. So if you've never really dipped your toe into the pool of gaming before, I think 2017, you should probably get on board.
Lucy Jones, quote, dip your toe in. That's what we need to
do. I've got toes. I'm going to dip those right in.
Lucy, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me. All right.
Oh, how nice was Lucy?
She was so nice. I think I'm now going to have to buy a PS4 just so I can play Crash Bandicoot.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Do you think it's ramped up your excitement?
Yeah, a little bit. I kind of get it now. However, I don't think I'm still going to be a gamer.
Really?
But I appreciate.
But what about one of these?
Or gaming weirdness.
What about all these people who kind of change, make YouTube videos of them playing games? Maybe you could become a YouTube sense. We've been trying to think of ways to come up the podcast.
Maybe not for playing games, though. Maybe just sleeping.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I'm good at sleeping.
You're good at sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are games. What about virtual reality where you can have...
Can I sleep on it?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Let's do that then.
But then... Well, brilliant, Lucy. Right, it'll only cost you about a grand to get all this kit. Have you got a grand?
Credit card.
I thought we'd do a... Brilliant, that's your answer to everything. Lucy, I thought we'd do a little quiz to end this episode.
Okay, go
to
on.
See if, whether or not you were any better at gaming and whether or not you recognise any of these sounds. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, wow, that kind of just went everywhere in my headphones. I feel like I'm on a hearing test now.
Well, yeah, effectively it is.
Just like a doorbell ringing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, Lucy. It's a doorbell ringing. And actually, it's actually Sonic collecting a shed
is
load
it?
Of rings.
Oh, yeah! I remember those rings.
Really? You... on that note, if you've liked Lucy listening to those rings, or, you know, you have your own rings, then please do leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Please check out previous episodes. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy, have you got any more final thoughts on you being a gamer now?
I'm just dreaming of Crash Bandicoot.
You're obsessed.
I am a bit obsessed. I honestly got to this level and I couldn't get past it, and it's winding me up.
Really? Well, you need to collect some more rings, Lucy.
I need to get all the rings.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.